Hello and welcome to today's podcast. It's our great pleasure today to have with us Rytis Purins, who is head of marketing for a company which is experiencing exponential growth, Printful. Rytis, welcome to today's podcast.
Thanks for having me.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us. We don't have a huge list of questions today. Well, perhaps we do. We have 9 questions for you. And if you're happy, we'll make a start.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So, Rytis, thank you. Who are the founding partners of Printful and what is their vision?
There are 2 co-founders. One lives actually in LA in the US, Lauris Liebert. Uh-huh. He's also Latvian. He moved there to test different ideas, new businesses, because he launched really successful business here in Latvia, our own social media network, a Facebook alternative called Draugi. Mm-hmm. And he had a choice either to chill and do nothing, but he's a real entrepreneur. So he went to LA and tested different ideas. Originally, he started an e-commerce store called Starter Vitamins, who offered motivational quotes on different posters, like get shit done, learn, fail, experiment. And he wanted to add in more products and scale the business because it did really well. And he were looking for someone who could do that print on demand, no minimums and automatization. And there wasn't anything similar. So Printful was one of the ideas. And he did that together with Davis, our current CEO, Davis Sixnans. Uh-huh. Though they two were both in the process launching the business together with a small team, 5 people. So and since that, now we are more than 600. So it's been a really great adventure.
Wow. What year was that founded?
In July, we celebrated our 6th birthday, so 2013.
Wow, that's great growth, isn't it? Exponential growth.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't believe that I could experience anything similar here in Latvia, even probably in Europe as well.
That's the online market space for you, isn't it? That's the internet. It's great. You can be anywhere.
Yep, we enable actually anyone to start their own business. You can sit here in Latvia and United Kingdom or Germany and do the business in the US if you want to. You just need your laptop.
Exactly, you just need that connection, don't you? Which we're all addicted to now. But so tell me, where was the first factory and how did that get started? I read somewhere that it started on the kitchen table.
It started on a, I don't know which table, but it started in a house.
Yep.
In Laura's house, we started originally there, but it was in the U.S., in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. And we started there because there were our buyers, sellers were. So it was a logical step to start a business in the U.S. So probably makes sense also for us to start business here in this small country, Latvia, where our founders are from. But probably instead of, 600 employees, now we have 6, 5, 4. So we started in LA, then we moved from one facility to another, and we still have location in Los Angeles and Chatsworth currently.
Yeah, huge markets out in the States as well, aren't they?
Yep, exactly. We have now 2 facilities, and more than 80% of our customers comes from the US.
That's amazing. So tell us, Printful offer a unique service, which is offering customized fulfillment of both apparel and homeware products. How does that work?
We started with a simple way. We started with a T-shirt. Uh-huh. That probably is not such a unique product to start with. That's actually a go-to product to choose if you want to be in apparel business, apparel e-commerce business. So it was a logical step to start with T-shirts, sweatshirts, and then we want to explore another techniques. It's also a business decision that we could offer unique products, which maybe other print-on-demand dropshipping companies can't do. So we started, then we added, I don't know what was the order, but we have phone cases, we have mugs, we have now stickers, also cut and sew products like swimwear. So almost 200 products at this stage.
Wow, so you must be using lots of different print technologies then. You're using dye sublimation and direct printing?
Yep, we actually have more than 10 different techniques which we offer to our customers.
Wow, that's great. And not unusually now, but your technology as well bolts in, doesn't it, to lots of other partners. So collaboration must have been a big part of your growth.
Yep, you can look from different sides on that. One is our e-commerce platforms. Anyone who wants to use Printful needs some e-commerce platform to display the products. So at early stage, we integrated with Shopify, which now is a huge e-commerce company.
Huge, yeah. I used to use Shopify.
Yeah, it's all over the place. They offer one of the best solutions for e-commerce store owners. So, and we integrated with them in an early stage, and we got a lot of traffic from Shopify as well. And they actually introduced our audience with such a service, print on demand service at all. Because for them to use Shopify, they need something to sell. If they don't own anything, Printful is one of the ways how to get the product.
That's great. It's all about bolting that kind of supply chain together, isn't it, through third-party services, I guess?
Maybe there's several parties we should connect. One is printing equipment. I know we use Corning printers for DTG. Mm-hmm. Then we need the shirts to print on, or a garment. Our most popular t-shirts are Gildan and Bell Canvas. And then, of course, shipping partners.
Yes.
Someone needs to deliver the items. So we are connecting with all these parties. The one thing is with what we are a little bit different from our competitors, that currently all the facilities are in-house. We own the production floor, and that allows us to have more control over what we are printing on. We have gather more data. And we are making sure that we're testing everything before adding the products
and offering them
our customers.
So you've got great customer service, quality, inspection, and speed all at the same time.
Yeah, it's quite challenging to provide that. We have a huge customer support team, and as well the quality control, because quality is one of the key factors which you want to offer to customers, not just in printing, but also in the service they receive, how our integrations work, and how quickly and what's the quality of our customer support reps responding to your challenges, which in a production business, there's always something happening. You know, either the shipment gets lost, or we have to deal with something. It's a production life.
Oh, have you seen speed of delivery increase over the last few years? Get shorter and shorter.
I don't know. I can honestly answer to that, but customers are more demanding that it should happen quicker and quicker. We have to look from two sides. In our case, one is the fulfillment time, how quickly we can make the item and get ready for the shipping, and then how quickly our shipping partners can send the item. Because we live in the Amazon world, and customers see that, and they're demanding that we should improve our speed, also the fulfillment speed, and as well as how quickly it should be delivered.
Yeah, that's right. But also so many advances as well, because the cost of shipping's dropped so much over the years as well, hasn't it? It's got quicker, but it's also become a bit cheaper as well. It's becomes more attainable to ship things worldwide.
Yeah, probably as the e-commerce grow, also how many packages are delivered, so that if we are ordering more and shipping more, that also drops the price, and also our shipping partners are investing a lot of money in the logistics, how they can deliver items so quickly, and so that's true.
Yeah, that's good. Scale of economies. Okay, next question. You've invested incredibly over $70 million in printing equipment. We touched on this earlier, but what technologies do you use?
The most of money we're investing is in our main category, DTG. So almost every year we upgrade our Corning printers.
Great.
So we use their recent latest technology that allows to be our operations just a lot more productive, that we less use ink. It's also ecological are more environmental cautious as well because of that.
Yes.
And as well, how much one machine can print, and in 1 hour, how much one person can print in 1 hour. It also allows to keep our prices low as well, and we don't have to increase them because we have the latest machinery in-house. So yeah, that's the reason. And we want to just offer the best possible quality to our customers, and that we can still receive, I know, the best possible result every year.
Oh, that's great. Have you seen a big rise in interest for sustainable products via your customers in the last few years?
Yes, there's more and more demand for ecological t-shirt. Recently launched one that uses recyclable plastic as part of the t-shirt garment.
Yep.
It's getting much more popular. The another thing which are working, and it's not easy, we still ship items not just in the boxes but in plastic bags, and we have to think about that more and more, and we have to look from both sides. Customers, of course, want to keep the price as low as possible because it's print and demand business. They want to receive a good margin.
Uh-huh.
We have to be more cautious about that and think how we can be more environmentally friendly, and also to keep that customers receives the items safely, not just they come in a bad condition. So we are thinking more and more about the one thing which we recently did, removed extra plastic bag for single item shipments,
mm-hmm.
and that should save at least 6 tons of plastic in 2020. So, and we want to add more and more these such things add to our business.
Yeah, it's availability of those substrates though as well, isn't it? Sometimes, I think a lot of people would adopt them, but they're not necessarily there, as you say, at the right price point in the right volume for big companies like yourself to be able to switch as quickly as they might like.
Yeah, and also there's big difference in Europe and in the US. As we are a global company, we have fulfillment centers in both parts of the world. We have to be able to provide at least similar product on both sides, and enough demand that we can offer this item to anyone who wants it. So it's either the product, we would like to sell the same product to our US customers and also offer that in Europe, and also for the packaging, it still should be really similar. And that's also a challenge to find supplier who works on both sides.
To keep your brand identity, yeah.
Yeah. Probably an icon identity, at least similar.
Yeah, exactly. But like you say, you don't want to have to ship things in different directions, because that's not, you're increasing your carbon footprint by doing that. So as you say, availability has to be local, doesn't it, of all of the resources that you need.
Yeah, and also nobody wants to pay customs and want to receive item as quickly as possible. Previously from the US, we shipped items in almost 2 weeks. Now you can receive item in a few days. So that's also a big difference. What's the demand from our customer?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And as you say, the Amazon generation, that's exactly what is required, isn't it? Two-day delivery, something like that.
Yeah, almost same day delivery. So Amazon is a good way how to think about your customer, and we have to adapt to that because that's the biggest e-commerce player in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. That kind of is a good lead into our next question, really, which is how have you seen the technology improve over the last 3 years? And I guess that question covers lots of different things. It covers both print and, as you say, automation and fulfillment technologies. Have you seen lots of improvements in the last 3 years?
Also we are investing a lot in automation. One thing is, previously we had to cut every garment for cut and sew segment manually. Now we have also invested in automation who do that in our place. So that's been huge. We can lower our price and we just provide, create more items in the same amount of the time. So that's one thing. And also we covered previously that machines are just getting much faster, and they use less ink to provide the same quality or even better quality as well. And also looking for availability and how people are selling and buying stuff online, they are getting more used to that. So generally allows us to grow a business because people just are spending more and more time online and spend more and more money online. So that's been also great.
Oh, it's incredible. Tell me, we didn't touch on this earlier, but what's the turnover growth, Rytus, in the over the 6 years? It must be huge.
So it's huge. Last year we finished with $77 million dollars, USD dollars in revenue. So and I think our growth rate 2019 and the previous 3 years was more than 700%. So it's been amazing, and we hope to continue and grow the same way because there's a huge potential and that as our e-commerce is growing, and we would like to educate more and more of our potential customers that there's such a model as print on demand exists, because actually there's not so many people who know that it's so maybe not easy, but there's much less challenges. How to start your own apparel line or apparel business or test business, as it was, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. Then you had to find so many other parties who could help you with your business. Then you can just come to the Printful and do it in the same place.
That's right, with no investment, only your own time and creativity and your own business model, isn't it?
Yeah, and our business model also pushes us to make sure that our end customer is successful. We don't have any subscription model. We earn money if our customer sells the item. So we are interested that he could be as successful as possible, and we are trying to provide any tools for him to be successful. Our part of the marketing team just educates others how to do marketing for their store.
Yes, I noticed that in your feed, actually. Some great advice there for anybody that's listening. You have an inspirational blog feed, which gives, as you say, all of those emerging companies really, really good, clear instructions on how to market your business through all the social platforms, which is very important.
Yeah, thank you. We have an amazing blog, and also we invest a lot of time also creating your YouTube videos. So there should be a lot of educational content as well to get your store started and get more sales.
That's great. Passing on that knowledge to your clients, which is great. Next question, Rytus. We touched on automation. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in our next question. But just speaking about technology and how it's improved over the last year, one thing that's on the radar is SoBots. How do you think they will change the future of manufacturing?
Another way how to automatize your business. Mm-hmm. So one reason why we last year opened a facility in Mexico is that we haven't had hard time to find new seamstresses in LA. There was not enough employees who could help us to do our own job. So it would remove another obstacle for us. But at the same time, you have to keep the quality high. Probably it will not be easy to use the saw robots.
For the future, but not right now.
Future is there. Probably nobody thought about technologies we use right now 5 years ago. So
yeah.
We are in business for a long time. So I'm excited to see what could happen. Nobody understands how to use AI technology, and we're also using it now currently as well.
Yeah, that leads on to our next question, which is good. So automation must be a huge part of your workflow. How do you keep things on track? I mean, literally from the moment of that order dropping through the web, how do you automate everything all the way through to delivery?
And as I have to say that primarily, Printful is IT company. So, of course, we are a production company, a logistics company, but we invested a lot in IT. We have a huge dev team here in Latvia who works on new upgrades, not just for maybe the stuff you can see on our website as a front end, but also an early stage invested in our own app, our warehousing app, which allows to track what's happening with the order, who did the quality control, like every step. And we use that on a daily basis. Everyone uses that app, our warehousing app, our own. So that allows us to make process much more smoother and automatize so many decisions which sometimes could have to make by the human instead. And we try to, as we have a huge IT team, we try to adapt any new, recent change on technology. Maybe this could improve our operation flow. We are constantly upgrading and changing our workflow. I know someone from that production said that the only thing which is stable is that it's changing all the time.
That's interesting, isn't it? But what you can see there is that you have within your own company a totally transparent supply chain, don't you? Within your own resources. You know what you're doing all the time. And you can land on that information when you need it.
Yeah, we know where every T-shirt is at every stage, as it's in a printer, it's still in a stock room, or it's on our way to when we are receiving. Because we also order some shirts on demand. That's why we can offer all the crazy sizes and more colors. Otherwise, we'll try to keep everything in-house. That as well is really important. We can order stock from our suppliers immediately when we need it.
Automatically.
Yep.
That's great. It's impressive. Wow. Printfuls then have fulfilled over 7 million orders, which is vast. Very impressive. Can you share some of your customer success stories with us, Ratis?
We are a white label company. I can't show you the best examples.
Of course. Right.
But
that's fine.
Because we appreciate our customers, how they want to, to keep it as a secret. We have some cool stories. We try to cover some of them also on our blog as well. Uh-huh. So one of them, the stories which I like the most is that those who started this e-commerce business as a side hustle, but it became his full-time job. So that's amazing. It's one of the ideas why someone even gets into the business. So I can quickly find, there's one person who just offers customized maps to a customer. So you can select any city, any place, and you can get that map, framed or as a poster to your store. And he offered so cool maps that it's just become his full-time job.
That's great.
So that's a great story. Another which also allows us to grow our business is social media. It's still growing, and it creates these influencers, these called influencers, which have their own following, and followers is their community. And it's another audience you can sell your merch to. So that's great. And we have one of the biggest is We Ray Dogs, which started just a silly Instagram account, which published images of the dogs. And now they have a huge following, and they sell their designs to their followers as well.
That's great. That's almost the American dream, isn't it?
Yep, to start your business, to leave your current job and become a millionaire. I mean, honestly, when I last checked, we have helped 9 customers, maybe now already 10, to become millionaires with the help of Printfit.
That's incredible. It really is brilliant, isn't it? It's great. Oh, fantastic. I'm really conscious that I'm taking up a lot of your time, and I know you're all so busy. So we'll move on to the next question. Thank you. Now based in the US and, of course, in Europe, what's next for Printful Ratis?
We want to sell anything anywhere.
Okay.
That's the goal for us. We know that our current serviceable markets are US and Europe. We can quite quickly deliver the item without any obstacles as for customs. And we want to do that in every market. So you can imagine, I can't reveal the concrete roadmap. We want to still continue to expand their business to growth as quick as possible. So that's one of the future plans for print on demand. So there should be a news coming up pretty soon, I believe. And another part, as anything, is that we also got into the warehousing business, that we not just offer print-on-demand items, but we also allow anyone to ship almost any item to us. And for example, shoes or books, which maybe we don't sell on demand, and we are able, in most of the cases, if there's order comes from the book which you sent to us and a T-shirt, we can ship that in the same item. So basically, you want to be huge e-commerce player, maybe become the next Amazon, who knows?
Okay, go for it. That sounds fabulous. And as you say, by bringing all of that shipping together, ultimately, it is much more sustainable.
We are trying to ship as much items as possible. For some products, it's really hard to ship poster and mug together, for example, because they are totally different products. But we try to combine because also keeps the shipping price low, which is one of the probably biggest reasons why customers leave the shopping cart, because they are not satisfied with the shipping price. They didn't expect that there would be any or it was too high. So that's also why reasons why we try to ship items together if it's possible.
That's great. Thank you, Rytis. I'm so conscious of taking up so much of your morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything you'd like to add? Anything we've not covered, do you think?
I believe we covered most of the things. I have to remember that actually to run your e-commerce store is pretty hard. And we are really glad at least we can take care of one of the biggest challenges, obstacles for you to test this environment, test this field. So it's been an amazing pleasure talking with you.
Oh, that's great. And thank you for offering such a great service to the creative community too. Right, so I'll make sure that all the links, etc. are in the show notes. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. Right, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you a lot. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.